Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair bring you an unusual musical presentation. Warner Brothers, 42nd Street, starring Robert Alda and Janice Page. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your theater of romance from Hollywood. In 1932, Warner Brothers flashed upon the screen the forerunner of the bright musicals of the world, 42nd Street. Tonight, Theater of Romance presents Stanley Rubin and a Joel Malone streamlined version starring two of Warner's streamlined players, Robert Alda, the George Gershwin of Rhapsody in Blue, and Janice Page, one of its brightest new singing stars.
Take their names.
Oh, we each for at least 6 weeks, girl.
Are there any more, Andy?
No, that does it, Mr. Marsh. 16 dancers.
You mean 16 girls. They will be dancers, but not until Julian Marsh is through with them.
You said it, Mr. Marsh.
Mm-hmm, now. Now, where's Billy Lawler? We've got to do that young and healthy number.
Well, he's in his dressing room. I'll get him right away.
All right.
You don't remember me, do you, Mr. Marsh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lorraine Lamert.
Lamert?
Yeah.
Lamert.
Oh, yes. Used to be a blonde, didn't you?
Yeah. Times got tough. I had to go off the gold standard.
Oh. That reminds me. Any of you kids who haven't worked a Marsh show, it isn't going to be a sleigh ride. You're going to work, understand? Work, work, and more work. You'll be here 25 hours a day. The rest of the time you can have to yourselves. You understand? The rest of the time you can have to yourselves.
Billy, Mr. Lawler.
Yes?
On stage, Billy.
Okay, Andy, be right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
It isn't your fault. I ought to go where I'm looking.
But I... Well, I shouldn't even be backstage.
I'll say you shouldn't. You should be on stage. And in the spotlight.
You really think so? Well, that's what I'm here for. To get a job.
Oh, new to show business, huh?
Oh, no. I've had loads of experience.
You have? Just how many shows have you been in?
Well, there was...
Uh-huh. And what else?
Well, confidentially, if Mr. Marsh hires me, this will be my first.
Well, get your diary, honey. We'll see what we can do about making this a red-letter day.
Lawler! Billy Lawler! Get over here for that number!
Coming, Mother! You wait here, honey. I gotta go sing for the boss man. Then I'll unwrap your loveliness. Baby, will he go for you?
Come on, Billy. Let's get in this number here and give it all you got.
I'm young and healthy. You got charm.
It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the rain is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. I'm young and healthy. So let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
If I could hate you, I'd keep away.
I'm full of vitamin A. I'm young and healthy. So let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
I'm young and healthy. So let's be bold. I'm young and healthy. So let's be bold.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. La da da da. You know, you really do have charms, Peg. They sure melted Julian Marsh.
It wasn't my charm. It was the things you said, Billy, that got me the job. I'm very grateful.
Oh, forget it. You're a break for the show.
Billy, you're going to spoil me saying all these nice things.
Well, you've got them coming, honey. You belong. On you, old 42nd Street looks good.
42nd Street's always looked good to me. It's been my dream street since I was a kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of dreams wrapped up in this street. Stars and hit shows, overnight success, and failure. Ah, but the street goes on. New hits, new stars, and you're going to be one of them, Peg.
You inflate my ego anymore, and I'll just float home. You better save your compliments till after tomorrow's rehearsal.
You'll do fine. Why, I wish you were singing and dancing with me instead of Dorothy Brock.
Oh, Billy, she's one of the biggest names on Broadway.
She's a has-been. An old war horse who should have been turned out to pasture.
Well, Mr. Marsh doesn't think so.
Marsh can't think so. Abner Dillon, the backer of the show, says it's Brock. And so it's Brock. Unfortunately, that's part of show business, too.
Oh.
But never mind about that, honey. You'll never need any Abner Dillons. You've got dancing feet. Here. Just try this new routine with me.
What? On 42nd Street?
Why not? Come on.
Wait, Billy. At least we've got to stay on the sidewalk.
Heel, heel, you two. Don't you know you're stopping traffic?
Oh, come now, officer. Just look at this girl. Wouldn't she stop traffic anywhere?
Well, she is a little nifty.
Right out of our show. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet.
Sexy ladies from the 80s who are innocent.
Come and meet the dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to. Only that
Theater of Romance, presented by Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, has just brought you the first act of 42nd Street, starring Robert Alda and Janice Page. The following message is presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate Palmolive Peat Company. Friends, do you want to know what a fellow feels like when he comes home from the war? Well, here's a chap thinking out loud.
I'm on the last lap. 6 hours now, and I'll hit the old hometown. I wonder if Millie has changed any. 3 years. Gosh, me a papa. The kid sure looks like a slugger from his pictures. Well, he can't talk yet, so he won't be asking his old man how he lost his flipper. You know, it's funny how some guys want to tell how they got their wounds. And others, I guess I'm one, want to forget it all. Forget there ever was a war. I know Millie will understand, but that gabby aunt of hers... Oh, Joe, you poor fellow. Well, I hope Millie keeps her out of my way and tells her not to slop all over me. All I want is to get back home and take up where I left off. I've got 3 years living to catch up with. And, brother, I don't want any interference.
Friends, this returning veteran may be one of your family, your friend or your neighbor. When you meet him, be natural. Remember, he wants to take up where he left off. So welcome him home as a man. A husband, a friend, a brother, a responsible citizen, not as a stranger. And now, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the second act of 42nd Street.
Come on, Peg, you look fine. You look fine.
You really think this costume does things for me, Lorraine?
Kid, you do things for that costume. Now, quit worrying. What's the matter? You still got those butterflies in your stomach?
Uh-huh. And the closer we get to opening night, the bigger they grow.
That's 4 weeks away, honey. If you don't relax, they'll be as big as bats.
Who's bats?
Oh, you two lovebirds. Bats about each other.
Joke over. Bye-bye, Lorraine.
I don't know how you can spare me.
Say, Peg, are you up on the lyrics to the Habit number?
Huh? Oh, sure, Billy. I know all the lyrics.
Good. You know, Andy tells me that Dorothy Brock is going to be late again. Very late. So stick around, hon. Might have a little surprise for you. Say, Julian.
Oh, hello, Billy. All set?
Yeah, ready to go, but where's our lovely leading lady?
Her maid just called, Mr. Marsh.
Oh, no. Not again.
Yep, again. Headache this time. Won't be until after lunch.
Well, why not try the number without her?
Oh, a boy-girl number without the girl. That's great. Andy, get on that phone and tell that broken-down prima donna...
Now, wait a minute, Julian. Peggy Sawyer knows the arrangement. She can fill in. Would you like to hear her?
That's fine.
Oh, Peggy, would you do us a favor? Atta girl. I just sit down, Julian. Everything's going to be all right.
Like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me.
Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me.
I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own.
Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Can't break it.
You're getting to be a habit with me. And I can't get free.
You're getting to be a habit with me.
Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
I thought you told me these girls were improving. 3 weeks to go and you think they were wearing horseshoes.
Come on, girls, put some life into it. You're supposed to be young and healthy.
Oh, brother. What did my feet ever do to deserve this?
Only a week to go, Lorraine. Just one more week.
Kid,
take a look at them, Mr. Marsh. How do you like them now?
Well, they'll have to be better when that curtain goes up tonight, but they're not bad, Andy. Not bad.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Marsh. Okay, kids, cut it. Rest. Everyone back in the theater by 6 o'clock. Everyone back in the theater.
Well, here we are, Peg.
I'd better run and get dressed.
Well, there's plenty of time. How's the stomach? Butterflies or bats?
Oh, Billy. Seagulls.
You'll be all right the minute you're on stage. Right about now, even the old-timers are nervous.
Billy, I've been looking all over for you.
Well, what's the matter, Andy? We're 20 minutes early.
No. It's Brock, Dorothy Brock.
Oh, now, don't tell me she's got a headache on opening night.
Headache? Nothing. She's broken her ankle.
Oh, slipped off a bar rail, eh?
Oh, Billy, this is on the level. Mr. Marsh just talked to Abner Dillon, and the show may not open.
Well, where is everybody?
They're all on the stage.
Well, Julian's talking to him, huh? Come on, Peg.
Broke her ankle, so that's just the way it is, kids. It's a tough break for all of us after these weeks of rehearsal, but I know it's particularly tough for you. That's why I wanted to talk it over.
Well, what's the matter, Julian? Won't Dillon back the show with anybody but Brock a star?
Yes, he will, Billy. He gave the name of another girl. Yes, she's here now. I'll put it directly up to the cast. You can all decide whether this girl could carry the show. Just remember, it's a big show. It's a Marsh show.
Well, who's the girl, Julian?
Lorraine Lemert.
Lemert? Hey, that's me.
Yes.
Oh, holy Hannah. All I ever gave Dillon was a wink. And with phony eyelashes.
Well, I guess it paid off, Lorraine.
Yeah, I guess it, Now, wait a minute. Look, kids, I know you're all too sweet to tell me, but I wasn't born yesterday. Which is just one of a dozen reasons why I could never carry the show. But we got somebody here who can.
What?
How about it, Billy? Don't you agree?
Huh? Oh, sure. Sure we have. Here, Julian, meet Peggy Sawyer, your new leading lady.
Sure. Just leave it to me, Mr. Marsh. I'll fix it with Dillon. I got some longer eyelashes.
Now, hold on a minute. Sawyer's never been in a show before. And this is the lead. What are you trying to do, wreck the name of Julian Marsh?
Now, listen, Julian. So she's never been in a show before. So she's new to Broadway. Well, since when did that ever ruin a show? You want youth and spirit and beauty? Well, Peggy Sawyer's got all of that. Got it like Dorothy Brock has never had.
But, Billy, you don't understand.
I watched you the day Peggy filled in for Brock. Why, you loved her.
I did?
He did?
Certainly, and if Julian Marsh liked her, she's got to be good.
Well, if Julian Marsh liked her, she's a star already. Are you sure I liked her?
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms.
I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. Getting to be a habit with me. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free.
You're getting to be a habit with me.
Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit.
Hear that applause, honey? Why, they love you. Keep it up.
Oh, Billy, I'll be all right, as long as you're beside me.
I'm going to be beside you for a long, long time, honey. Because after this next number, if it's okay with you, we'll be shuffling off on a real honeymoon. I'll go home and pack my clothes. You go get you these and those, and away we'll go. Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. But we'll discuss that later, dear.
Or a little silver quarter, we can have the full quarter, turn the lights down low.
Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. Someday the stork may pay a visit, leave a little souvenir.
Just a little cute, what is this?
But we'll discuss that later, dear.
For a little silver quarter, we can have a full quarter, turn the lights down low.
Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
Presented by Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, has just brought you 42nd Street, starring Robert Alda and Janice Page. Mr. Alda will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Home from the war. A man united again with his wife or his parents. A man out of uniform and into a slack suit. A man going to a store or office or into the fields instead of into a foxhole. Home from the war.
Yes, our boy is back. He always hated to be fussed over, so we just let him know we were glad to have him home.
I found a lot of young fellas want to know the facts about employment in our community. They sure appreciate getting the real dope about the setup in our town.
I met and married Bill just 2 months before he went away, so we've had to get acquainted all over again. We were both a little strange at first, but, well, we know our marriage is going to be a success.
Friends, let's use tact, consideration, and understanding when our men and women come home. Let's be natural. If a chap wants to talk about his experiences, let him. If he doesn't want to open up, don't quiz. He's a human being glad to be home. Treat him that way.
Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Thank Robert Alda and Janice Page for their delightful performances in 42nd Street. A thanks too to Warner Brothers, producers of the dramatic hit Mildred Pierce, for their story and their stars. Here now is Bob Allness.
Thank you. Appearing in the Colgate Halo Theater of Romance tonight was a lot of fun. Janice and I would like to thank Harry Simeon for his musical tricks in 42nd Street and Lud Gluskin for his conducting. Next week, you will hear one of the most dynamic actors of today in an exciting story of torment and love. John Garfield in Dust Be My Destiny. I know you will all be listening. Good night, and thanks from all of us.
Billboard for the Future. Next week, Charles Banner's production of Theater Romance presents John Garfield in Dust Be My Destiny. In the following, we shall be hearing Herbert Marshall, Henry Fonda, James Stewart, and many others. Keep this date for all the weeks to come. These presentations of Theater Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.